Hello, my name is Kira, and I am the Bonfire Bruja. Thank you for joining me this week as we get into another conversation about witchcraft, magic, and invoking your personal power. I'm going to go get the fire lit, take a seat, relax, and just remember that you are responsible for the energy that you bring here today. Welcome back, everyone. Tonight, I would like to tell you another story. Now, this story happens to be my favorite Greek myth. And this story, I don't know why, it's always enchanted me. I always enjoyed the myth quite thoroughly. And it is the story of the start of the Trojan War. Now, many people do believe that they know the Trojan War. They've read the Iliad by Homer or the Odyssey, which is Odysseus's quest to get home after the Trojan War. And how Paris fell in love with Helen and whisked her away from Sparta. But that's actually not the start of the story. The story starts quite a bit earlier than that, actually. The start of the Trojan War actually began at a wedding. See, high on Mount Olympus, there was a wedding. Not unusual. There were many gods and demigods. A wedding is a thing to celebrate. And so all the gods and demigods gathered upon Mount Olympus to celebrate. Except one. See, there was the goddess of discord. Her name was Eris. And Eris wasn't invited to the wedding because, well, Eris tended to cause problems. So during this wedding, the celebration is in full swing. I assume Dionysus is providing plenty of entertainment and alcohol for everyone. And Eris, embittered that she was yet again not included amongst the gods and goddesses, decided to go and cause a little bit of discord. Eris grabs a golden apple and inscribes on it, "To the most beautiful." She sneaks up to the outer edges of the celebration and chucks the apple into the middle. Of course, all the goddesses see this apple and clamor for it. There is borderline a Jerry Springer style brawl in the middle of this wedding. All the goddesses claim this apple. And after the hullabaloo settles down, three goddesses lay claim to this apple. Athena, Hera, and Aphrodite. Now, Aphrodite seems to be the obvious choice, as she is the goddess of beauty and love and sexual energy. Hera is the goddess of marriage and married love. And then Athena is the goddess of intelligence and intelligent warfare, and is also known as the gray-eyed virgin and the gray-eyed goddess. The three goddesses decide to go to Zeus and tell him, "Zeus, decide between us. Who gets this apple?" Now, Zeus realizes that this is a bad idea. He is being asked to choose between his child, his favorite daughter. Actually, Athena was the only goddess on Mount Olympus who had enough respect and power to wield Zeus's thunderbolt aside from Zeus. There's also Hera, Zeus's sister and wife. And Aphrodite, which, depending on which myth you read, is either Zeus's aunt or his daughter. Again, completely dependent on which myth you're reading. Not to mention that these are three of the biggest goddesses in Greek mythology, and Zeus goes, absolutely not. I am not making this decision. So Zeus picks what looks like a poor shepherd tending his flock. A shepherd's name was Paris, the prince of Troy, who had been banished at birth due to the oracle prophesizing that Paris would bring the downfall of Troy. Zeus chose this shepherd, this poor, unwitting bastard. And so the goddesses race down, I believe, to Mount Ida, where Paris sat and appeared before him. Hera made the first offer. And I can't remember what Hera offered off the top of my head. But Hera makes her offer and her promise to Paris first. Athena speaks next. And Athena offers victory in warfare for the war that's coming, because they all know this war is coming. And then there's Aphrodite. Aphrodite promises the love of the most beautiful woman on earth. Yeah, you guessed it, Helen. Paris considers their offer, but after seeing the face of Helen, he can't resist. And so Paris makes the decision. He gives the apple to the most beautiful, Aphrodite. It's not long after that Paris comes before King Priam of Troy and discovers that King Priam is, in fact, his father. He is the long-lost prince of Troy. And so, to prove himself as a prince, he's sent to Sparta as an envoy to appease Menelaus, the king of Sparta, and also Menelaus's brother, High King of Mycenae, Agamemnon. As an envoy and as a tribute, he's there to keep peace until walks in the queen of Sparta, Helen, the beautiful woman he was promised by the goddess Aphrodite. And well, I'm pretty sure you know the rest of the story. I hope you all have a beautiful night. I will see you next week. Until then, do everything in your power to craft a bewitching lifestyle. Do you want to be more involved in the Bonfire Bruja community? Go over to Instagram and find me, Bonfire_Bruja, Bruja, or you can head on over to my website, bonfirebruja.com.